Here we are again, everyone. Welcome to the College of Education First Gen Me podcast. I am Jackie Thomas Miller, Director of Advising and Retention, and I am affectionately known as Dr. Jackie. I am your host again today, and we have as our guest Ryan Farrell. He is our teacher education recruiter for the College of Education. Welcome, Ryan.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I am so excited to have you here today because I just want to learn more about your experience as a first-generation college graduate. And here's my first question. What does being a first-generation college graduate identity mean to you?
That's a great question. And honestly, I think one of the biggest things that it means to me is change, is something different, is breaking a chain, right? I come from a really small town in rural Wisconsin, just south of Green Bay. And in that town, you just were assumed that you weren't going to college. You just got a job and you just started living and you started working there. Mm-hmm. So my parents, they never even considered us going to college, all four of us kids. Mm-hmm. And so when time came, they were like, hey, we don't have any money saved for you. We don't have anything, you know, we didn't expect this at all. Mm-hmm. And so it was a big change for them, but it really became this chance of opportunity to get out of that smaller area, mm-hmm. to experience the world in a different way. And I think that's one of the biggest things that I take from it is that change and that kind of breaking the chain in a lot of ways.
So tell me something, when did you have that mindset, you know, I think I am gonna break this chain. I want to go to college. And you know, you had that conversation with your parents and like, oh, we didn't have any college funds set up for you. So what did you do? How did you go about applying for college and financing that college? Because here you are.
Right. Yeah, no, it was a lot of help from teachers. Mm-hmm. Counselor at school was a big, huge help in the application process. Mm-hmm. And it was, I kind of had to take the bull by the horns myself and say, Mom, Dad, we're going to go to this college. We're going to go to that college. Mm-hmm. I've set up a tour. Our guidance counselor set up a tour and just kind of took it by myself. Mm-hmm. And so in terms of when that started, that was probably, I mean, they were talking about college since I could remember school-wise, but it's not something that we ever talked about in the home. Mm-hmm. So it was probably sophomore, maybe freshman year of high school where I really was thinking, okay, this is what I need to do. This is what I want to do. This is mm-hmm. where the world is going and the world is changing. Mm-hmm. So I need to actually pursue this. Oh. Financially, I mean, that was a different story. So it was always a rule in our house whenever you, if as long as you were driving a vehicle, if you wanted to have a license, you had to have a job. You're going to pay for your own gas. You're mm-hmm. going to pay for your own way to do those things. Go. Mm-hmm. You want to go out with your friends? You got to have the money to pay for it. And I found a lot of value in that from my parents.
Right.
And so I had a job since I was 15, you know, working on dairy farms in Wisconsin, mm-hmm. working in cheese factories in Wisconsin. It's very stereotypical things. And then every summer in between college, I always had a different job, always had jobs going. And even during the school year, I had to be working. So I was an RA for 3 years out of the four, mm-hmm. and that helped tremendously pay for a lot of my student debt. And then, of course, took out a lot of loans, dealt with financial aid a lot, mm-hmm. and was able to walk away with not that much debt in hand and pay it off relatively quickly. Mm-hmm. So,
well, you know, you mentioned a lot of great resources that students could look to for financial support.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned being an RA. That is a residential assistant in our resident halls. Mm-hmm. You mentioned taking out sometimes student loans. You know, oftentimes our students, they want to veer away from the student loans. And they say, oh, if I didn't get a grant, if I didn't get a scholarship, I can't go to college. But you know, sometimes you're going to have to gravitate toward those student loans. And that's just a part of being responsible. And like you did, you said you took the horns by the reins, mm-hmm. and you talked to your parents, hey, I need to go to this college visit. I need to go to this college visit. And that's something it's taking ownership.
Mm-hmm.
And talk about, can you talk a little bit more, because I'm hoping that our students who are listening in today are really grasping a lot of what you're saying. You know, you came from a rural background. Your parents weren't even thinking about college for any of their children. All of a sudden, I want to go to college. I want to break this chain, and I'm going to do it for myself. You know, what kind of nugget could you give our students today on letting them know, okay, yes, you made this leap. Yes, there's going to be some financial difficulty, but this is what I advise you to do. Now, you talked about all those different resources, but talk about some of the mindset that they may have to go through during this process.
Yeah. And with the finances, also, I didn't have any scholarships either. So that was another thing. I wasn't a very good student in high school. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't think it was going to be that important. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, all my friends are getting these scholarships. It's helping them out getting to college. So I didn't have any of that. So I had to lean on those student loans. I had to lean on having a job every summer, having a job during the school year, which wasn't always typical for a lot of students. Mm-hmm. But it was necessary. It was something that I had to do. And I think that key word that you mentioned, Jackie, is the ownership of it, is taking that, because this is your life. This mm-hmm. is your life. For all those students that are listening out there, you are going to be the one that's going to be making these decisions. Even though right now your parents might be helping you, they might be very vital in this process for you, eventually it's yours. And it's going to be something that you need to deal with the ramifications of later on. And so I think that's one big thing, is having that mindset that this is your decision. This is something that you want to be pursuing, because you're going to be the one living with it later. Mm-hmm. So that idea of ownership and taking charge of it yourself, I think is going to be really, really helpful for a lot of students. And I think that that's just a natural part of college as well, being at a university. You are going to grow so much as a person. Mm-hmm. I changed as a person so much from, mm-hmm. Freshman year to senior year, even, and who I became, I don't think that I would be the same person that I am today without my college experience. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's part of it's taking that ownership, it's taking that first step and making it yours somehow.
Mm-hmm. I really appreciate the value that you gave to us today in talking about the financial piece and talking about breaking the chain and doing something that many of our students are going through. They're breaking a cycle that's going on within their family and many generations before them, and they're setting a path ahead. So I thank you so much for joining us today, Ryan. And remember, Ryan is our teacher education recruiter. Also, although he recruited you, doesn't mean you cannot go to him for some valuable advice. You hear that he has a wealth of knowledge when it comes to some of his own experiences. So just as I always share with you at the end of our podcast, reach out to our advising team. Also, reach out to Ryan in our recruitment office. We're all on the third floor of Bering. So as always, I wish you well. I thank you for joining us today. And again, Ryan, thank you for being our guest. And everyone, enjoy this magnificent day ahead.